This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me, David Michael, your host, to discuss all things bees, Mr. Chris Budd. Welcome.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Where are you recording from today? You're out
I'm
and about.
I'm not so not? Sunny Manchester, the scene of the crime, you could call it, from the night before.
Ooh. One eye on the week ahead, I think, Emery, there. I think when you have your three, we called them the three irreplaceables in terms of your first 11, Watkins, McGinn and Martinez, and if they're all out, you don't really fancy your chances. So I think it was a chance to try a few things out, perhaps cause a bit of confusion in the City ranks, and if that didn't work, then at least certain players were getting minutes in the bank for what is to come when they will be needed. You need Duran, Zaniola, et al. Need to play, don't they, for them to come on in games, for example, in the Europa Conference League and actually have a chance of making an impact.
Yeah, a friend of mine described it as Villa sort of knowingly lost a battle to hopefully win a war. I thought that was kind of a good way of looking at it, that, you know, if you sort of looked at it statistically or in quite a cold manner, you wouldn't have been expecting to get anything with a strong side, let alone with a very, very weakened side. You know, there's barely a team in, you know, world football are going to be able to go to Man City with probably 10 starters out and get a result, especially Villa when they're in, what was it, some ridiculous amount of games, about 13 trips on the spin we've lost.
Yeah, I mean, to have any chance, you needed Kamara fit, you needed McGinn, Watkins fit, Martinez fit.
And those players to have good games as well.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, there's bigger fish to fry, I think. And that's
what Manchester City thought as well, because they rested some big hitters as well. Haaland, De Bruyne. Mm-hmm. But they were break glass in case of emergency situations. Ours was a different scenario. I think you would have seen certain players come on a bit earlier if we had a foothold in the game to try to salvage something. But ultimately, when we lost McGinn, we said, if you can get a draw against West Ham, beat Wolves, and then, you know, if you lost against City, that would be about par, and you would be content with that. Anything less, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think with obviously, we know we came off the back of the Spurs loss, didn't we, before? And then because Spurs had lost to Fulham and then they went to West Ham and drew, we've actually come through this period. I thought we potentially would come through it and Spurs would be ahead of us by now. The fact that they're still 2 points back on us and we go into a weekend with a few winnable home games coming up, I think Emery probably saw that and thought, if I can't rest players now, I'm not going to get the chance to in the coming weeks. So in that sense, hopefully it proves to be the right decision, which
I think the big key game was Fulham beating Spurs. That was huge.
Yeah, and they battered them.
in terms of how these weeks were shaping up. But bigger fish to fry in terms of points, and that is against Brentford. I just saw a picture, actually, on social media where somebody said the state of modern-day football. There's a girl and a fella at a Brentford game. I think the girl's kind of dressed up as a bee, and the fella's dressed up as a beekeeper. I don't know if that's a negative thing or a positive thing. I think if you call the bees...
A bit of a fetish, maybe.
Is dressing up as a beekeeper too far? Should there be more fun on the terraces? That is another question.
I mean, Villa have had a pretty good track record down the years with fancy dress on the last day of the season. I remember the Jamaican bobsleigh team.
This wasn't last day of the season, though.
Traffic cones.
Yeah, but this is here and now.
It's just weird, then.
I mean, if you got a whole cop end at Brentford and they're all dressed up as beekeepers.
That'd be quite funny.
As always, this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. The league season is entering the business end and Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Aston Villa fixture over the run-in. With more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. Football is best enjoyed with your mates, so if you're not at the ground this month, get a text in the group chat and head to your local Green King Sports venue to catch the game. Don't forget to download the Green King Sports app to enjoy exclusive competitions and discounts whenever there's a game on. In terms of the injury situation, well, it will be confirmed, I'm sure, in the pre-match conference. Emery did say after the Manchester City game, in terms of Watkins, he would see the next day whether he's fit or not. I think that's one. If you can keep it as a 50-50 until kickoff, if you're a manager, that's what you would do to keep the opposition manager guessing. So it's not something that is necessarily you put out there to reassure fans. If you can keep the opposition guessing, that's what you do. I think the main thing is I want Martinez to be back.
And then it's huge that we got McGinn back. I think that, you know, towards the end of the season, we were talking about this actually in Match Club after the game, and we were saying that hindsight being a wonderful thing and all that, but you could get to the end of May and go, God, it was so important that McGinn got that three-game break, because he comes back refreshed and recharged and mentally ready for the running. Because normally in the season, of course, we never get the chance to rest players like McGinn. He just sort of ploughs through games. Unless he gets injured or suspended, you never drop him.
And, you know, and he has a certain style that he has to be at it all the time. So,
yeah.
Even just from that mental point of view, to actually, it helps coil the spring a bit, doesn't it, in him?
Absolutely. That's how I viewed it. You can unleash him in the next few weeks, especially in the next two home games, obviously in the Premier League game and then the first leg of the European one. They're big games.
You know, the West Ham game, the City game, we could have lost those games with McGinn in the team.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To actually get a point and have him revitalise, it's better than having him, let's say, miss three games in the final six games, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So all good on that front. Martinez hopefully should be back, and that seems to be what Emery was alluding to. Torres, I think that was a rest, and also to keep Longley after dropping him in the previous game, keep him active.
I actually thought the back line guys didn't actually have particularly bad games. It was just individual errors for the goals and a couple of slick bits of play from City. It wasn't like, you know, Longley or Carlos did anything particularly wrong. Deeney didn't do much wrong. I thought Olsen actually had a fairly good game, considering he had four smack past him. He couldn't do anything about the goals, but he did make some really good saves in his general distribution and catching and whatever, and the way he commanded his box was fairly decent.
Yeah, I think with the Olsen situation, it's not so much, oh no, Olsen's in goal. It's more like, oh shit, Martinez isn't playing, because he's worth points.
Oh, massively so. You know, Wolves.
Yeah, go back to the game against City at Villa Park. I think if he doesn't do what he does against Haaland in that double stop, that game might have been different, because it changes the complexion.
Yeah, and even Wolves, you know, he didn't have a lot to do in that game, but when he was forced to make the big save, he makes a really good save in a big moment.
In terms of Brentford, I mean, our form against Brentford notoriously has been away from home, was always a stickler, but we put pay to that in, obviously, our 2-1 win when we visited there.
Yeah, it was a big one, that, in December.
But recently at home, well, we got the win the last time. We dispatched them. Aaron Danks in the house.
I know, yeah. His little moment.
That was brutal, that opening 20 minutes
or so. Half an hour, we were just breathtaking, weren't we?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere as well. Well, it was probably a speaking of coiled springs, it was a coiled spring being released after Gerrard left.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, it was three draws at home. Well, actually, it was four, I think. The first one in the Premier League, and then the three games in the Championship, at Villa Park were all draws. And then we didn't play them again until the bloody 50s. So recent history, only one win at Villa Park, and then only two wins at all in...
kind of the modern era.
In 11 games, only two wins in 11 games against Brentford. That is crazy. But two of those wins have come in the last three games. So there's your momentum switch. In terms of where we're at, as we know now, Villa are pretty much the fourth best home team in the league. The top three have, let's say, pulled away from us now. We are 4 points behind Arsenal in terms of home records, played the same amount of games as them. Arsenal have won the last five, so they're motoring. The other teams are now racking up long unbeaten home records. Well, we've lost three of our last five, but we've won two of our last three. So win this one and we're back on the positive train, I think, in that respect. Mm-hmm. In terms of away form, Brentford 16th in the league. With only three wins, one draw and 11 losses, with a record like that, you already know what the expectations are for Villa in this respect.
Yeah.
And heightened, Emery having rested players against City. Somebody said, I hope this isn't Emery's CSKA moment, but it's a different context because in that context, you're giving up a game you could potentially win against City, less chance of that considering the players that were injured there.
No, it's a pretty calculated, very calculated risk.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, but anyway, sorry, going back to Brentford's form. I mean, in that context, Villa have to win this, especially after Emery has rested players because, you know, people will point the finger. But regardless, Brentford, their main problem is their defence is, in terms of injuries, has been pretty much through most of the season.
Just
well
depleted.
Down.
Yeah, they played Man United at home, didn't they? Last weekend, drew 1-1, should have won the game, but their back four was just gone. All their sort of their back line, all their defensive players had been injured.
Yeah.
And it's kind of showed on the road, frankly.
Pinnock, me, Hickey.
And even and your main defensive midfielder as well.
Norgaard in front of them.
Yeah, he plays central midfield. But they've got, you know, Visser, Tony and Mbeumo should be back involved now. So they are going to carry a little bit more of a threat than they have.
Yeah, so it's more their attack now compensating for the deficiencies at the back. They've had to essentially found a way to survive without those injuries. I mean, it's pretty much every team's been ransacked this season.
Oh, this more especially so, since January. Jeez, it's been mental.
More so than previous seasons, I think. I mean, maybe that's just a lazy assumption, just because we've suffered.
Bit of recency bias, to quote Southgate. I think it's really noticeable this year. Look at, like, if Villa have had it, Newcastle, Man U. So many teams have had
Brighton,
big players.
Brentford have been ransacked. Yeah. Spurs, Newcastle.
At times, yeah.
But yeah, essentially, I think Villa play the way they can. There's a chance to do what we did back in the day, in the good old days under Aaron Danks.
Or the good old day, singular.
The good old day under Aaron Danks. Who can forget it?
I think you have to win this one. You can't view this one any other way. You have to win this one, especially with Spurs playing Forest at home and Man U have got Liverpool away. You know, it's another opportunity weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely a weekend chance for Spurs and Villa to hopefully gain points over United. But United, you know, the United-Liverpool game is always something of it's a derby, isn't it?
It's an anomaly, really. Man U always raise their game.
So it could go any which way. I mean, it's not a game exactly that Liverpool are looking forward to, put it that way.
No.
In terms of the threat meeting, I mean, it's pretty obvious that Ivan Toney would be the main card, the man that apparently should be playing above Watkins in England.
So.
That's mainly because he was banned and hasn't featured as much, and that normally gets you favour in the English setup.
Oh yeah, if you're not playing games, you're a banker, aren't you? I think Mbeumo is a threat, and actually as a slightly weirder left field threat. I think Neil Maupay is a threat for getting someone sent off, the little weasel. Especially when we go into the game with Louise is one yellow away from a two-game ban, so he needs to behave himself in this one.
Yeah. I think this is the last game, isn't it, before that's reset?
Apparently so, yeah.
So if he gets through that and we win, then that's a good day's work. In terms of their form recently, I mean, the United game, they battered United. I mean, they hit the woodwork. Was it four times?
Yep. Yeah,
they had a bit of a firefight at the London Stadium against West Ham. Got beat 4-2. They only lost 1-0
away. And lost.
Yeah, only lost 1-0 away at City. Also 2-1 against Arsenal. So I think you've got to be on your game to beat them. I mean, Spurs beat them 3-2 as well. These are all top teams and only getting beat by one goal. So they're definitely old Franks. He definitely gets them up for it.
Yeah, they're very organised.
It's not as if like they dismiss those games and say, well, let's concentrate on the ones that we can have a go in. But 11 losses in 15 away games really says it all. I mean, you don't have to analyse it too much. Villa have just got to beat them. But it's they don't get thrashed normally. They normally take a tonking at home. I mean, they got beat 4-1 by Wolves, 4-1 by Liverpool at home in recent games. But away from home, they seem to be a lot more compact and they stay in games. But as a Villa fan of recent years, I don't think any Villa fan underestimates Brentford because, as we've said,
quite the opposite, in fact.
Two wins in 11. They are the epitome of bogey team. I think with Toney back, that's kind of the talisman they needed to make sure, the talisman they needed to lead them away from a potential relegation battle, which seemed to be on the cards. It's not over yet. 6 points above Luton. Do you think they're going to be in trouble? I mean, they haven't won for a while.
No, I think they'll end up being okay, to be honest.
Well, they need to get a win from somewhere.
There's a lot of teams who can say that.
The last game they won was ages ago.
February in Wolves, it was like 9 games ago.
Yeah, so they're obviously looking to rectify that. So that's their motivation, if you're wondering why, because they're going to need a win, because you can't go 10 games without a win and then expect at this stage of the season not to be involved in that relegation fight. I mean, the thing that's on their side is those three teams. You got 1-15, Sheffield United, 1-19, and 1-22. I don't think any of those are going to get over 30, are they?
I mean, and they're lucky to be there, frankly, because of Everton and Forest's points deductions. It could and probably should be game over for all three of them already.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only thing. And then it would be Brentford as the team above the bottom three. How do Brentford normally set up?
Well, it's a back three with them lot, which is kind of rare these days. Less and less sides play with a back three.
Well, it's not really a back three though, is it? I think it's because all their defenders are injured, so they've run out of personnel. But yeah, you're really playing a five-man midfield, and those two wider players are obviously tucking in as full-backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it really a back three? It's only really a back three if you're in the top three, because you're on the ball most of the time. You're not backed up. And I think Brentford, it may say 3-5-2 on paper, but you know the reality of how that stacks up during the game is another story.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's panel results.
Home win.
Home win from the bird. You could say that Brentford are due a win, but it's one of these where they're going to have to wait for that. And also Villa have had to wait for wins against Brentford in recent history. So I can see us getting this one This is one of these, of all our remaining fixtures, this is probably one of the biggest bankers in terms of you've got to take care of business with this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one where, considering their defensive mishaps, I don't know if we're bothered about goal difference now, because Emery obviously didn't seem to be too bothered at the Etihad, but this is perhaps a chance to get it back.
The next two home games, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
At this stage, I'm not that preoccupied with goal difference. I just want points.
Points on the board.
To be honest. Because there's a couple of stages as the end of the season creeps nearer and nearer. The first one will be, can we get mathematically sure of fifth? And I think that we'll know by that time how the coefficients really stacking up. Because, I mean, by Leverkusen versus West Ham, Leverkusen are favourites for that, but if West Ham can pull that one out of the bag, and, you know, Leverkusen still one eye on the Bundesliga title, so there's a chance there. West Ham win that, I think it would be pretty much guaranteed, wouldn't it?
And if Arsenal could knock out Bayern, you'd think, yeah, that's
well, if both of those happen, but I think the Arsenal one, I think there's more potential of that, just because it's two big dogs going against each other. Leverkusen, if they are winning the title in the Bundesliga, suggests they're pretty good. West Ham are, you know, in context of the Premier League, are a middling team, but they've got enough about them to do well in Europe.
Yeah, they're very solid as well.
I wouldn't want to be playing them if I was anybody in that in that tournament. But that is the one where, in terms of coefficient, the tide would shift 100% into English clubs' favour if West Ham
we'll know
that.
By the time we've finished that second leg at Lille, we'll have a pretty good idea, I'd imagine, where we stand in the.
Yeah, you also need Villa to go through as well to help with that coefficient as well. So we're helping our destiny there. And I think that must start to play a little bit in your mind, thinking, well, two factors really, in the most simple form this season, what's left of it, is if you can keep ahead of United and keep winning in the Europa Conference League, then the Spurs situation isn't as important. I mean, I'm not shying away from the challenge of Spurs. I'm just saying that's the level of, if we don't head off Spurs, we have got another little challenge there that if we complete that, then we should be fine in terms of Champions League.
Yes.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.